Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. The State Department of Fish and Game will close the popular Macomb caribou season one day early this year because hunters have already had a lot of success with harvesting bulls. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Delta Junction area wildlife biologist Bob Schmidt says as of Thursday, hunters who stalk their prey on foot had already harvested 34 bulls from the Macomb caribou herd since the season opened on August 10th. That's more than half of this season's quota of 60, so he says Fish and Game will end the hunt at midnight Saturday, leaving hunters who use motorized vehicles only one day to bag a bull.
Typically half the harvest comes those two motorized days. So, you know, with already being at 34, if we let it go both motorized days, that, you know, could get 10 or more over.
Schmidt says Fish and Game wants to keep this season's take of bulls as close to 60 as possible to maintain the population of the Macomb herd, which had bounced back this year and grown to about 1,200.
The highest has been at 1,500, you know, a few years back, but then it dipped down to 700 or 800 for the last 2 years. And so that's why we had the conservative quota of 40 last year, but now this year, with it being a little higher again, we bumped it back up to 60.
The Macomb caribou herd usually ranges from the Delta River west of Donnelly Flats to Yerrick Creek near Tok. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Alaska State Troopers are trying to identify a man who exposed himself to a woman along a road in North Pole. Troopers have released a photo of a light-skinned man wearing a dark-color hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and sunglasses. They say he was riding a skateboard during the indecent exposure incident Monday on Plaque Road. Troopers say officers responded to the area but could not locate the man and are asking the public for help identifying and locating him. Proposed limits on new developments near the interior's military bases drew about 15 people to a public meeting on Wednesday. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Department of Community Planning called the meeting to discuss adopting new limits on development in areas that the military has deemed vulnerable if an aircraft crash occurred. Areas facing the proposed land use restrictions include a swath of Airport Way from Fort Wainwright's main gate to Cowell Street, and parcels behind the Army base and near Eielson Air Force Base. About 600 parcels of private property are within an area known as the Military Accident Potential Zone. About 40 land uses are proposed to be prohibited in the accident potential zone, including art galleries, museums, community centers, daycare facilities, campgrounds, and playing fields. Existing land uses would be allowed under grandfather rights. The new zone would affect new development or expanded uses. The Fairbanks Drama Association has announced its fall season lineup. The Community Theater, a nonprofit organization that uses nothing but local directors, actors, and behind-the-scenes crews, is putting forth 5 performances this year that run the range of emotions. The lineup for the 2017-2018 season includes Calendar Girls by Tim Firth and directed by Paul Adasiak, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery by Ken Ludwig and directed by Heath Robertson, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens and directed by Andrew Castle, Terra Nova by Ted Talley and directed by William Wright, and On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Peggy Ferguson, the theater's managing director. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.